Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here, and in Amazon / AI news, we've got to talk about Amazon because they intentionally ignored copyright laws in the race to bring their artificial intelligence or large language model to market. Now, that's what one of their former executives is saying in a lawsuit, and let's dive in with this. And there's a really good write-up on this by Lindsay Clark of The Register, and that's where I'm cribbing this from. Now, here's what's going on. A lawsuit is alleging, as I mentioned, that Amazon was so desperate to keep up with its competition in generative AI that it was willing to breach its own copyright rules. So let's discuss the backdrop of that situation, and here's what's going on. Here's the framework. The allegation essentially emerged from a complaint accusing Amazon of demoting and then dismissing a former high-profile AI scientist after they discovered that she was pregnant. Now, the lawsuit was filed last week in Los Angeles State Court by Dr. Vivian Godry. She's an AI researcher who says she worked successfully on Amazon's Alexa and LLM, or large language model teams, and achieved a lot of different promotions, but then claimed that she was later suddenly demoted and fired following her return to work after giving birth. So she is alleging discrimination, retaliation, harassment, and wrongful termination, among other things. And so Amazon obviously responded to that. And to be fair to Amazon, their spokesperson, Montana McLaughlin, said, quote, "We do not tolerate discrimination, harassment, or retaliation in our workplace. We investigate any reports of such conduct and take appropriate action against anyone found to have violated our policies," end quote. So that's a backdrop of the situation. As AI scientist is suing Amazon, Amazon saying we didn't retaliate, but here's the crux of exactly this specific issue with the artificial intelligence, because on top of the other allegations I just mentioned, Godry also accused Amazon of singling her out because she complained when Amazon allegedly breached its own rules against copyright infringement when it came to AI research. Now, according to Godry's account in the complaint, she returned to work after giving birth in January of 2023. So about a year and a few months prior to me talking to you about this. And by virtue of that, she inherited back in that January a large language model product. Now, part of her role, according to her, was flagging violations of Amazon's internal copyright policies and escalating those concerns to the in-house legal team. Now, in March of 2023, 13 months ago, the filing claims, according to the court, that her team director, Andre Steiskin, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, challenged Godry to understand why Amazon was not meeting its goals on Alexa search quality. Now, the filing also alleges that she met with a representative from the legal department to explain her concerns and the tension they posed with the, quote, direction she had received from upper management, which advised her to violate the direction from legal, end quote. In other words, Godry is claiming that essentially her boss, Andre Steiskin, said, well, just ignore legal because here we are. Now, according to the complaint, Steiskin rejected Godry's concerns, allegedly telling her to ignore copyright policies to improve the results. Referring to rival AI companies, the filing alleges that Steiskin said, and I quote, "Everyone else is doing it," end quote. We can have to imagine that's OpenAI. Now, the allegations come at a time, and Google, of course, but these allegations are coming right now at a difficult time for the developers of AI models. I don't care who you are, if you're Amazon, OpenAI, Google, and all of the others, in relation to copyright infringement and training data. I've done videos, radio segments, videos, podcasts, all that stuff on this one. Now, a string of legal cases have been launched concerning the consumption and reproduction of copyrighted text by generative AI. If you recall, novelists Paul Tremblay, Christopher Golden, Richard Codrey, and comedian Sarah Silverman accused OpenAI of unlawfully scraping their work last year, while the New York Times is suing Microsoft and OpenAI, claiming that those two companies infringed on their newspaper copyright using articles without their expressed permission. And quite frankly, OpenAI admitted that in essentially UK court. Yeah, so they went in front of like the high commissioners, whatever, in the UK. I did an entire segment on this as well, basically saying, yeah, we need copyrighted material. And my thought is that they are trying to, they meaning the AI makers of the world, the open AIs of the world, are trying to carve exceptions into copyright law so they can essentially skirt the law without having to, let's say, pay compensation or reduce that compensation to the Paul Tremblays and Sarah Silvermans of the world. So that obviously is a huge issue that we are sitting here talking about, but this is essentially the allegation against Amazon that they are cheating the copyright laws intentionally. And for the record, this would not be the first time that Amazon has basically been caught doing shady things or allegations of doing shady things, you know, as well. So, for example, there's a lawsuit in India going on where Amazon was looking at what sellers were selling in terms of clothing articles in different styles, and then essentially ripping it off, manufacturing themselves and selling it for cheaper, thus obviously harming the market by creating knockoff material from original creators, all this kind of stuff. You know, not to mention the fact you're basically wiretapping your house, you know, when you've got an Amazon Echo in it. So I leave it for you to decide, but that is essentially the crux of the case. I think it's interesting. We're going to see where this goes, but quite frankly, it doesn't surprise me, and I would have honestly not a hard time believing that Amazon would intentionally do this because, you know, to the point made in the lawsuit, assuming it was said, everyone else is doing it. And quite frankly, we know that's true. So here we are. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.